6104, reel 5.
Colonel Truscott, tape 5. When were you moved up from Osaka to the next camp?
This is a little while later, a short time.
What caused you to be moved?
Again, we bombed out of a camp, and so another move was made.
How were you moved?
In lorries, to another location.
Where was the next camp?
It was wasn't far from Osaka, really. My memories are a bit hazy about the actual location.
And
things were happening too fast at that time. Daily raids by American air forces and so on. Firebombing.
Did you lose any men? Did the prisoners lose any men in the raids?
Oh yes, we lost people in the raids.
How long were you at the next camp?
Not long before the war packed in.
Did you do any work there?
Oh yes. Clearing debris sites and things like that.
Did you encounter any civilian hostility as a result of the American bombings?
Things were very tense, yes. But the outlook and attitude had changed. No longer were they cock-a-hoop and willing to talk to. They were now sullen and rather despondent, as one can imagine.
And what about the mood among the prisoners?
You fairly buoyant, but you didn't know whether you were going to make the grade even then, you see. As I said, that if the Americans had invaded Japan, there had been a terrible loss of life, both sides. And I feel, and indeed our guard said to us, that we wouldn't last any more, many hours if there had been a raid on Japan, if Japan had been invaded, we'd be the first ones to be put down.
So you, in fact, even though there was an Allied victory about your...
We were going to be wiped out anyway.
Did you move on from that camp yet again?
No.
It was at that camp that the second atomic bomb...
The second atomic bomb, yes.
And where was that?
Second atomic bomb. You mean the camp name?
No, where was the second atomic bomb dropped?
Well, my history may not be right. I thought the second atomic bomb was Hiroshima, unless Hiroshima was the first. I'm not sure.
We were
near Hiroshima.
How did you know it had been dropped?
We had no idea. We saw nothing of the actual dropping of it. Marking those aircraft around all day, during daylight hours, American aircraft, and indeed at night. But I was sharing a slip trench with a Japanese sailor, strangely enough, who was on a working party, and he said to me, because by then one had learned a bit of Japanese, he'd said that the Americans had dropped another bomb, only about, it was only about 50 pounds, this bomb, and it killed somewhere about 100,000 people or something like that. Was this right? Would I confirm that this was correct? And I thought, you know, Superman's back with the Americans. He's brought Superman in. And when I got back that night, I discussed this with people in the camp, and they said somebody came up with an answer, and someone said, I wonder if they've... harness the atomic side of things. In other words, produce an atomic bomb. And we concluded that that's what it must have been. And that the fellow who'd say that they'd dropped a 50 kilo canister, indeed they'd found the firing mechanism. In other words, the thing that follows the bomb down and triggers off the bomb, they'd found that.
When did you hear about the end of the war?
It came within a few hours of that. We were at a working party, and we were clearing bomb rubble and so on, when all the workers were called to a hut, and a voice on the radio boomed out, and they all bowed to the voice. And when they heard the voice, they bowed, and they were told to come back at 3 o'clock. This was in the morning, about 11. They went back again. That's all the workers, Japanese workers, went there. Again bowed when they heard the voice. And our Japanese guard came back and said the emperor had spoken to them and had declared that the hostilities would cease and that Japan was making peace with the Americans.
How did your attitude towards the Japanese change at that point?
None at all, really.
They still had the whip hand.
Oh, yes, until we were out of their hands. I mean, you cannot, even at that stage, take reprisals, really. You weren't in the position to.
So daily routine proceeded as normal?
That's right, except that when we got back to camp, we were told by the camp commandant that we wouldn't be going to work the next day, and so on. And so for 3 days we didn't go to work. This was completely unusual. And we demanded to know whether war had ceased. He said he didn't know. He'd got no messages and so on. Had received no information. And the two American officers that had been tied up were released. And indeed, as we hadn't got officers there with us, these two officers then assumed command of the camp.
You started numbering in English in the evenings.
That's right, yes. The first evening when we got back to camp, you had to number in Japanese. Everything was in Japanese. And the first evening, when we released home, when we released back to camp early, we were so buoyant with rumour that we refused to number in Japanese, and they started off numbering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, instead of Ichi-ni, San-shi, Go-roku. And camp commandant started doing a war dance and was very upset. And the British sergeant major said, "Now, come on, don't mess about. You will number properly, you see, as you should do, as you've done for a long time now. Don't make the situation worse." So our people numbered and numbered again in the English language. And that was the release then, because the Japanese allowed us to do it from then onwards. There was no beatings, no nothing.
And when did they formally admit that the war had ended?
3 days afterwards.
And what happened to
them? That we had to wait there until the Japanese high command could organise our dispersal and so on.
Where did the guards go after they'd given you that information?
The guards stayed put. But our American officer said that he wanted some better accommodation. And he asked for a hotel, and the Japanese commandant said, "Well, can't even afford to go in a hotel." He said, "Uncle Sam will pay." And they went out together, and there was a hotel in Osaka, a rather large hotel that's still standing. The American officer took us over, and we all moved into that hotel. And there we were, back with flush toilets and everything.
And how did you get things to eat? Did you eat in the hotel restaurant?
We were waited on by waitresses, and Sam was paying. This was marvellous. And food was brought to us and so on. And life was returning to the normal again. The Japanese camp commandant had to report every day, to report to our officer and so on. We flew the United States flag and the Union Jack outside the hotel, and he had to bow to those two flags, as we had to bow to him and his guards and so on.
What sort of mixture of nationalities had there been in the camps, and had it Osaka been English and American?
Had been English and American, and some Indian seamen. But they finally, with the bombing of each camp, they tended to sort the camps out, and so the Americans had left us, and so on. Our final camp that we finished up was all British.
Who organised the foraging parties?
From the camp,
yes.
Day three after the war, the American officer who said he must go out and find food because the Japanese commandant couldn't obtain food. His organisation had ceased. And so this American officer detailed parties to go right and left outside the camp gate and go and find food.
And how did they go about it?
Well, you went into warehouses, you went to places like that, and you even went in people's houses, and if there was some food there, then you took a certain amount of food.
How did people react to that?
The Japanese? Mm. Not favourably, no. You couldn't blame them. They'd had a tough time.
So when you were living in the hotel, were you doing any work there?
No work, no.
How long was it before you were organised and given a job to?
Well, prior to going to the hotel, our camp was located by the Americans, and indeed we put a big sign above the camp, PW, which meant prisoners of war, and the American planes had come in and drop food out from their bomb bays. And then our foraging for food obviously had stopped by then, and we had got some food. And we then made a warehouse for our own food and so on, and we were then wearing American uniforms. They'd been dropped to us and so on. And cigarettes and so on. We were back in the luxuries of life. And indeed, when we moved into the hotel, we took a lot of food with us. And parties were organised. Indeed, I drove a truck, and I used to take the... my job was to ferry food out to some of the other prisoner of war places, and the Japanese supplied us with the camp locations, and indeed bring back prisoners of war in the open trucks and leave them at Osaka Station, where they were met by an entraining staff and sent off to Tokyo. And we did this for about a month after the war had finished.
Who was organising you in this operation?
The Americans. They had come in and so on. They'd, Red Cross people, an evacuation organisation.
How long was it before you yourself were...
About a month.
...sent off? And you left straight away after that, did you?
From Japan? Mm. Oh, yes. We left at Atsugi Airfield, Tokyo, to Okinawa by plane from Okinawa to Manila, and from Manila by ship to Vancouver, Canada.
Thank you very much.